Welcome to Pop Culture Man Show.
Oh, they don't see me waving.
This is a mini-sode. It's like the regular episodes, but mini. This mini-sode, brought to you by Mr. Emilio Sparks and me, Mike Bongiorno, is about a topic that's near and dear to your heart. It's a big fandom of yours. It's something we've been teasing since, like, the first episode.
And it's something you can't wrap your head around.
It's something I don't get. Sneakers. You are a sneakerhead.
I am a connoisseur of the shoe.
How many pairs of sneakers do you have?
Oh, man.
He's getting up and going to the closet. I feel like this is going to be a big reveal. Wow.
This is actually, I gave away
a lot of boxes.
I gave away a lot.
You've got a lot.
Yeah, but I've given away a lot more than this. I've narrowed it down to this. This is what I've kept.
I see 22 boxes right now.
And then over here.
Oh, shit. And then over there. Out of boxes. Is that what you wear?
Yeah. Well, I rotate them like tires. So look, yeah. 22, 23, 24, 25. There's 25 boxes.
Wow. Okay. So I've got questions.
Yeah.
You don't like to take your toys out of the boxes.
No.
But with shoes, you have to touch the filthy ground.
Yes.
Doesn't that make you OCD?
Yes. That's why I come home and I immediately scrub them afterwards.
So you...
I use a Jason Mark cleaner.
What is that?
It's not as hard on, like, certain paints on the shoe. Like, I'm a big Jordan 3 guy.
Okay.
See, these are Jordan 3s.
What?
These are my all-time favorite. Every time...
What does the 3 mean?
It's the third shoe in the Jordan line.
How many are there?
They stopped at 23 officially, but then there was, like, hybrids afterwards.
So this is from what? Like, the 90s?
Yeah.
And you could still get them?
Well, they retro them. That's the thing.
Oh, I see.
So what they do is they don't.
They are pretty clean.
Oh, I've worn them like 6 times. But see, this shoe, I've owned this exact shoe 5 other times.
I don't understand. Why is this shoe important to you?
This is my favorite Jordan of them all.
Well, what makes you like it?
The craftsmanship. It's a very, look, it's very sleek. It's very clean.
You mean the look of it?
Yeah.
So when you're out in the world,
yeah.
Are you stepping softly? Are you thinking about it with every step?
Michael, if I could figure out how to fucking levitate like Beetlejuice from the cartoon.
Does this not create stress for you?
I won't drive with my shoes on. I don't want to crease the shoe.
Isn't that dangerous? You go barefoot? You go sock while driving?
I go sock while driving. Or sometimes I wear a shoe before the shoe. So like I have an old beat up pair I'll wear and I'll just keep in my car. So I can drive with that shoe.
But you would never let the people see that shoe.
No. There's actually sneakers that I've owned that I still don't wear. Would you like to see them?
Yes.
I think you'll get a kick out of these.
Kick.
See what I did there?
I see what you did.
These are Adidas Ultra Boost.
Oh, these are cool.
Very, very comfortable.
Have you never worn these ever?
These ones?
Yeah.
I've had since Christmas.
They've been sitting in your closet for a
year. For a year.
Now, why won't you wear this?
I just have not had the time to put them on my feet. I'm trying to figure out the opportune moment when to break these bad boys out.
When you say, today's the day I'm going to bring you out into the world, little guy.
Yeah.
Is there a special ritual? Is there some kind of voodoo magic you could put on them so they'll be clean? I remember they used to sell like some bullshit spray.
I have the sprays.
Does that work?
Yes.
What kind of shoes do you wear to the gym?
I wear a Adidas tubular shoe, but these ones I will allow to get destroyed because these are bummy shoes.
How much do they cost?
These were $150.
See, to me, that's extravagant.
This is not.
I go to Payless and I buy knockoff shoes by the champion people who make socks, and they're like $20.
You want to see an expensive pair that I do not wear?
Yeah, I want to see what's your most expensive pair? Emilio has given me his microphone as he goes into... Oh, my God. It's a beautiful box. Just the box is beautiful. Jordan in gold. He unwraps it like it's the fucking Ark of the Covenant. These are what?
These, my friend, are the Champagne OVO Retro Jordan 10s. Never worn.
So why are they called 10s? Because these weren't the original 10s.
This was the 10th shoe in the Jordan line.
Yeah, but this... Was this the original 10 or is this
the
new version of it?
The design of the 10
Okay, but it's a new version.
But
of
it's
it.
A different colorway.
The champagne.
This is a champagne.
It looks glittery. When you bought this, did you say, I'll never wear it? I just want it to have it?
Pretty much.
How much did this cost?
What do you think?
Three.
Around there.
$350, yeah. And you knew you were never going to wear it.
Yeah.
So look, and look, I'm not mocking you. I'm a guy who has toys, and all I do is I put them on the shelves and I look at them and I go, I like them. What do you do with this? Do you just like hold it in your lap and go, and pet it and go, I like it, it's pretty?
No, that's the second time they're seeing air.
So then what?
Because I can flip them on StockX, Stadium Goods, Fight Club for $600-$700.
Oh, okay. Do you do that? Do you flip shoes?
I flip shoes, yeah. I had a pair of Kanye West Nike Red Octobers that I sold for like $1,200.
Well, you know, there's probably somebody out there who's hunting for Red October.
Well done, joke boy.
What's the most money you've ever spent on shoes?
It's the OVO 10s, the Drake OVO 10s, yeah.
Do you ever just, when you're bored, take them all out of the closet and just stack them up on the bed with you and just look at
well,
them?
Well, they're all organized. So, like, the 3s are with the 3s, the 4s are with the 4s, and then I have, like, some random scattered ones.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So you only collect Jordans?
I wear Jordans. I recently got into Adidas or Adidas, however you want to call it. So
no
I
one says Adidas.
The Germans do.
Okay. No, these are very pretty.
They're clean.
Yes, they are.
But you know what? I don't like the ice sole. And this is, you see this blue? This is the ice sole.
What's an ice sole?
You see how it has like a icy looking sole to it?
It's translucent.
Yes. It was originally like a pool color blue.
Uh-huh.
Over time, they just fade. So Emilio Sparks will never get another ice sole.
But oh, so wait. This one I'm holding was blue and faded?
Yes, it's faded.
But you don't
time.
Even wear these?
I have.
But did it just fade from life?
It just faded from life. It happens.
It just air fades
they
them.
Just air fades them. No matter what I do to protect them, air gets them.
Okay.
Time. It defeats us all.
This is the only one that's undefeated. These are quite gorgeous.
I bought a brand new pair that I have not worn yet. Would you like to see these too?
Yes. I like these.
Jordan 3s.
Jordan 3s.
Cements.
Cements. I like that look. I like this.
Because of the pattern?
Yeah, I like the cementy look.
Yeah. This shoe and the Jordan 4 that I own, which is called the Cements, I love.
You're 9.5?
Yes, sir.
My feet are bigger than yours.
Now, here's the
which
difference.
Which blows my mind.
And here's the gimmick. Ready? What does this Jordan 3 say on the back?
Nike Air.
Okay. What does this Jordan 3 say on the back?
It just says Air.
Yeah. And look at the difference in logo.
Yeah.
Because this is a Jordan brand.
Uh-huh.
Now they're starting to go back and retro sneakers just with the Nike Air on the back because the originals have the Nike check and logo on the back.
This is getting so nerdy.
The reissues
yes.
have the Jordan logo.
He just shoved it in my face. Why did they make that change?
Because they want to fuck us out of more money.
So it's like, to put it in terms I can understand, it's like when in the Power of the Force line in 1996, originally the first wave had long lightsabers and then they put out another one with short lightsabers.
Even
and you had to buy both.
But even more nerdier than that.
Yeah.
The difference in the Han leg strap.
One okay.
One was red.
Yes.
The other was green.
And you're going to pay for both.
And you're paying for both. Again, the cement threes.
Yeah.
Several pairs owned. So between the red threes and the cement threes, mm-hmm. those are the constant shoe that I will get every time they reissue.
Why is that your favorite?
It's just my two favorite shoes. I don't know. It was when I first started to make a little bit of extra money, I was like, I want to buy a shoe. Because growing up, I wasn't really getting shoes. You know what I mean? It was hand-me-downs and shit. So I was like, you know what? I want these. I went, Jordan reissued, and boom, that was it.
Now, what would it take for you to like wear your nicest shoes?
Oh, like, I wear them, but the qualifications have to be. It has to be a nice day.
Well, yeah. Well, what? Let's say you
got to be perfect outside. It's got to be dry. There's no precipitation.
Well, let's say you're wearing really nice shoes. You take a drive. You're supposed to go to a park or something, and then it starts raining, pouring. Do you say, no, I'm not getting out of the car?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to sit in this car.
Yeah. Or,
yeah.
Think ahead, and I
put baggies over your shoes?
Bada boom.
Okay. What about when it rains? It does rain in the world.
It does, but that's why you got to check the weather report before you go out.
What about snow?
Oh, I don't wear these in the snow.
We have tough... Well, what do you wear in the snow? We have tough winters around her.
My black Tims.
All right, you just wear boots?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's just my weird feet, but like it takes me like a month, I feel like, to get used to shoes. When you wear these so seldom... I mean, they look crisp.
Yeah.
But don't they feel like hard?
Yes.
Is that
They're not broken
in
at all.
Is that hurt your feet?
No, not at all. These are another favorite pair of mine. These are the Air Jordan 4s. These are what's called the cement 4s.
Now, why does it say flight on it?
I don't know. I don't follow the trends and the culture as to why they do certain marketing ploys. I just know, hey, I like the way this looks, so I'm going to buy it.
The passion... I completely understand.
Yeah, you get it.
I totally understand the passion. But the object is something that I don't have a passion for. So that's where I'm trying to understand. But I totally understand the passion. I totally understand the nerdiness. I totally understand buying something and putting it in a closet and just feeling good that you know it's in your closet. You have it. It's yours. If you need it, it's there.
You want to see?
I know that feeling.
You want to see an odd pair?
Yes. We are getting, as Emilio takes more and more shoes out, we're getting cluttered here.
These were just the weirdest pair that I own.
Oh, they're like polka dot. Know what these look like? The shoes that Bob Hoskins wears in Super Mario that makes him jump really high?
Yeah.
And they've got zippers on it? What are these? They're spiky.
They're just the Free Orbit 2s, SPs.
And it's polka dotty?
Yeah.
It's far out, man.
It's really far out, right?
It's far out.
That's a different shoe.
Have you worn these?
Once.
I can't imagine the zipper has enough security.
Yeah, it wasn't my best purchase. It wasn't my smartest purchase, I should say. I shouldn't say best. It wasn't my smartest.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you do wear a nice pair of shoes,
yeah,
do you make sure your feet are nice and clean before you put them in?
Brother.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I got special socks and everything.
What kind of special socks?
I mean, they're the one brand that I wear always is black polo socks.
And do you buy like new ones every week?
No,
are you constantly going through fresh socks?
No, I'm not that rich. I ice them. So if I know I want to wear like a nice new shoe, I'll have a nice new pair of socks with them.
What does ice mean?
Put them on ice. Store them.
Oh.
Store them.
Okay. I see.
Let's see, what else can I show you? I got so many. My ex-girlfriend gave me the greatest pair of sneakers ever.
Yeah. While you're finding those, let me ask you, when did this passion start in your life? Like, at what age did little Emilio see some cool kid with the nice sneakers and go, that's what I want to be when I grow up?
It was Edward Markham, IS-51. It was the eighth grade. It was a classmate. He was wearing Shaquille O'Neal's that you could pump up with a pump.
Oh, I remember those.
Couldn't afford them, couldn't get them, and I wanted them. Made money, bought them when they reissued, didn't like them, gave them away.
Really?
Yeah.
Never buy your hero shoes.
No.
I think that's the old saying.
I just didn't like the way they looked on my feet. But because I was a kid and everybody was wearing them, I wanted them.
Right.
This is probably one of the greatest shoes. And my ex Why, really
what
came
makes
through.
This?
Well, first it was a birthday gift. And they were the Grape Fives, which are really coveted. Not a lot of people wear Grape Fives.
Now, why?
I don't know, man. I guess it was just one of those shoes that sold out quick and they really don't retro them. Would I ever buy another pair of Grape Fives? No, because I've already had them. And I don't like the clunkiness of the five.
I don't actually like the grapeness of it.
I don't mind the colorway. I like a good purple, but... I like the sleekness and the aerodynamic design of the 3 over the 5.
Uh-huh. Excuse my ignorance.
Yeah.
But in this world, are you all aware of like who specifically designed each shoe and like all these people who are named and known and famous?
I know Tinker Hatfield did 1, 2, and 3.
I'm sorry.
Tinker Hatfield.
That's their real name?
That is his real name.
Tinker Hatfield.
Yeah. Now, I don't know subsequently if he did any other Jordans
after
that.
Sounds like
a
Batman villain.
But again, I'm not really into the, oh my God, this, like when you watch The Toys That Made Us,
yeah.
You know who the sculptor of the figure was?
Yeah.
I don't know the sculptor of the shoe. I just know that if it's associated with Jordan, I'm going to want it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are there like online communities and subreddits?
Oh, dude, it's a – let me tell you something. It is a world that I don't even dive into.
Why?
Because I'm a noob compared to them. I am just a collector of what I like. There are individuals out there that just get sneakers just to get them, and they make money off of them. So they'll buy 7, 8, 9, 10, 100 pairs of a shoe and then flip them for triple the cost.
Now, I've heard tell of fake shoes.
That's a big thing now.
Well, now, what's that all about?
There was a big ring. They just busted it up. Like, they broke up like a $50 million counterfeit sneaker ring. The government seized. I don't know how they did it.
Okay.
But they did it. Lucky for me, I'm blessed to know people that are influencers and tastemakers within, like, that fashion world that deal with sneakers.
Yeah.
And work with Nike and Reebok and Fila, you know, and so on and so forth. Adidas. Like, I got really lucky that I have friends with that. So if I say, hey, I'm looking for something, could we get it close to retail?
Mm.
Chances are I can get it. Like the new pair of Yeezy 700s.
Yeah.
I couldn't get them when they sold out on the site. Two sites you go to. Adidas.com. This is what I trust. Adidas.com and Yeezy Supply, which is Kanye West's store.
Okay.
I hit up a friend. He's the plug. And the plug was like, I can get you them.
Okay.
Next thing I know, pair was at my house in like 2 days.
You don't want to know. There's a little blood on them. Don't worry about it. It comes right out. You know what's been going on that I've noticed recently? The pop vinyls?
Yes.
There are fakes of those.
It's going around, dude.
But it's so weird because it's like, you know, and I love pop vinyls, but it's like, in terms of what they're really worth, the fakes and the reals are, they're both just stupid plastic, but one is real because it's made by Funko, and the other is made by nobody, and so it's fake.
But you can't wear fake shoes. You just can't.
Why? I mean,
because you can't.
Will they fall apart? Are they made like shit?
I don't know. I've never worn a fake pair of shoes, so I can't tell you.
Like, I've known girls with fake bands.
Yeah, but you can't.
We're proud of fake bands.
Yeah, but you can't stunt like that, because I like to take the photos of my shoes and put them on Instagram.
Sure. Oh, I see you have a new Instagram.
Yes, I do.
And it's all, and I looked at it, and I was like, this is all about the grid. This is all about the grid.
You get
about
it.
The grid. No trouble.
No. All
I was
all
like,
about
that's what that was like. That's what this whole thing is for.
Pretty much.
The grid. All about the grid. All about the grid. No selfies.
It's just a backup account that I decided to post on.
Yeah.
You could follow it. Emilio Sparks Randomgram.
Randomgram.
Randomgram. Are you starting to see a trend now?
Yes.
I have the same pair of shoes, just in several different colorways.
What's funny is I would have never noticed that. Like, I guess I'm like shoe illiterate. Like, as you're showing me and I'm looking at the style of like the cut,
yeah,
I'm noticing, oh, these are the same kind of shoes with different, you know, coloring and stuff. But I would not have known that on my own.
I am waiting patiently with bated breath for them to retro these again.
If what are ever, these?
These are called the Jordan 3 Flips. Look, they have the whole thing has this weird elephant print.
Yes.
Right here. And then this on the inside is all leather.
Doesn't that make for stinky feet?
No, sir.
All leather inside.
Mm-hmm. That is a fucking beautiful shoe, pal.
It is a nice looking shoe.
When they retro those, Emilio Sparks will be getting a new one. Also, I know a sneaker customizer who's a good friend of mine, and he told me, listen, you give me a pair that you dog up, and I'll fix them paint-wise.
So when you
so
get...
So these ones are going to get fixed up. Because these are, just over time, I wore these.
They're not too bad.
No, but I did wear this
you
shoe.
You can see you wore them, yeah. Now, when you get originals, right?
Yeah.
Not the retro ones. Does that mean you found unworn shoes that were made in the 80s and someone just never bought them?
Yes. Yes.
And those still exist?
Yes. A lot of people have the wherewithal to ice certain pairs and then flip them for big money.
Okay.
I have never come across an original pair of anything.
Because
I started to get into this because I wanted to wear them, not necessarily collect them.
Well, it's similar to the way I open my figures.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy them.
You get it.
I get it.
You get it.
Well, what's the point of having a sneaker collection if you can't wear it?
See, I would bequeath to you a pair of Jordans, but I don't think you would wear them.
My feet are bigger than yours. I'm like an 11. I'm surprised because you're taller than me. But my feet are also weird. Like, I think I'm an 11 because they're wide. My feet are wide, not long.
Okay. Open this one up.
Amelia was bringing me yet another pair. It's like Christmas morning. What the fuck?
It's the same shoe.
Why do you have the same ones?
I have a problem.
These are the same ones
as these. They're just a different colorway.
What's the... Oh, black instead of blue?
Yep. And then red and black.
Yeah.
And then all black.
But at least those are different. This is, like, not different at all.
No.
Now, can I ask you an insane question? I know the answer is going to be no, that's insane. Would you ever mix and match?
No, absolutely not.
Like, let's say you go out with one of these and one of these.
I won't do that. No.
Why?
I don't
want to be a trendsetter?
Uniformality with the sneaker.
You don't want to be a trailblazer.
Mike, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
What color am I always wearing?
Either black or white, usually. Okay.
If I'm wearing all black,
yeah,
the shoe has to pop. I can't mix match.
But what if it's like these two, where they're basically the same, but with small...
Doesn't look good to me.
Okay. All right, I understand.
I can't walk out of the house like that.
Now, do you wear these shoes to work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. These are a great pair.
Ooh.
Those are the Aqua 8s.
And they're high tops.
Yes, they are.
Now, these look like comfortable shoes.
Very. Because I've broken them in because I've worn them.
They're fluffy. They're black.
That's a 10.5, too. Because I couldn't find my size.
Really?
So I went up two sizes. Yeah, try it on.
Okay. A little tight on me. But they are comfortable.
But you have a wide foot.
I do have a fucking Flintstone foot.
But I guarantee you if you wore those, your Flintstone feet would stretch them out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what always happens with my shoes. They get like a muffin top
because
I stretch them out. Very comfortable.
You want to see another fancy pair and then they'll wrap up? These are the Bred 11s.
Look, it's got a big 11 written in Roman numerals.
Yeah.
Ooh, I really like the bottoms of these. Like a translucent red.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like bubble gum. Nice leather. These are very nice. I like these.
That's a sexy shoe.
It is a sexy shoe.
I got to bring that out. I got to wear that before it gets bad outside.
Yeah. Let's say I want a pair of sneakers that look okay, but they also last. And they're safe for the kids, right?
Yeah.
Just like, what's a good, just for the utility of it, what would you say this is a sneaker for the everyman?
An Ultra Boost from Adidas. They even have Ultra Boosts that are made from trash from the ocean that they recycle.
Ooh. Now, why do you say...
Because these are really comfortable as well. They take a beating and keep on ticking.
These would be good for teaching.
Yes.
Walking around.
We could do a mini in the future.
Yeah.
Where Mike buys sneakers.
Okay.
And we go to the Staten Island Mall and interview somebody who works for a sneaker store.
Mm-hmm.
And we could just do this whole
okay
big episode as a mini.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, Michael, you spend more on toys than you could on shoes.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Just save up $200.
We all have poison.
Just save up $200.
But with $200, I could get Darth Vader's new castle from Lego.
But you can also have a shoe.
But he lives in a castle.
But you also need shoes.
But he lives on Mustafar. That's where his wife died. Why would he live there?
But don't you
feel constant pain.
But don't you want comfortable shoes for your feet while you're teaching and let your students go, wow, this fucking guy gets it. He might wear a Mickey Mouse t-shirt, or he might wear a Doctor Who t-shirt, or he might wear some old Beastie Boys t-shirt from fucking 2001,
yeah.
But this son of a bitch gets it on his feet.
Let me tell you something, though. The kids love the shirts. In some of my student evaluations, they say, great shirts. I try to never repeat shirts. I try to sometimes theme the shirt for what we're talking about today in class.
But I think you need the accessory to match the shirt.
I do. These are nice. I love a comfortable shoe. I always liked Adidas. I always felt they were comfortable.
They are.
I feel like I've learned a lot today.
I'm a collector.
This was a nice little dip into Emilio Sparks' brain.
Oh, with the OCD?
You know, I knew you were into it, but I didn't know how nerdy it went. We went into a real nerd hole, and I love that.
You notice that I'm a completist for one in one shoe only, though.
I see the way your OCD works. You pick a thing, and then you're like, that's the thing that I'm going to wear for every day forever. I love it. Beautiful stuff. Do you have anything you want to tell the kids before we go?
We'll post maybe a picture or something on the Pop Culture Man Children Instagram page about the shoes.
Yes, we will.
If you are willing to trade and or buy, let's talk. You can tweet me at Emilio Sparks. You can follow me on my personal Instagram page at Emilio Sparks, EmilioSparks. Subscribe to this podcast via Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, a.k.a. The Big Four. However you do so, continue to spread the gospel that is known as PCMC, Pop Culture Men Children.
We put the chill in children. It took 1 year for us to get there.
But we finally got there.
We finally put that one together.
Do you want to go bye-bye?
Yeah, let's go bye-bye.
Go bye-bye.